Intervju Radija Študent.
Intervju Radija Študent z Vivala Black. Lepo pozdravljeni v intervjuju Radija Študent, kjer bomo predvajali posnetek že opravljenega pogovora s kar petimi člani orkestra Vivala Black, in sicer s Kitom Tippettom, Julie Tippetts, Luisom Moholo Moholom, Robertom Otavijom in Pinom Minafro. Čez uro in pol, natančneje ob 19:30 minut, bo številčna druščina nastopila v Križankah. Za začetek pa si bomo poslušali eno skladbo z albuma Vivala Black, Live at Ruvo, ki jo je sicer napisal preminuli južnoafriški trobentač Mongezi Feza. Več o orkestru in njihovi poti pa bodo po komadu povedali kar glasbeniki sami.
Thank you. We start the festival of Pino in the South Italy, in Ruvo, which is a Talos festival. We start there, we have a meeting of the bands, Louis, Keith and Julie. It was in 2004 that we start, and we realize a record for Ogun. From this point on, we had certain meetings, you know, certain gigs. I think maybe last year we did just two gigs.
Yeah. Sardinia.
We did Grenoble and Paris, which was a very, very nearby.
Yeah. And Sardinia.
And Sardinia, yeah.
Three.
One of the
concerts
is available on
Dinette
as a bootleg, I think. So,
Which one?
In September.
The Sardinia.
It's a very nice concert, actually.
Uh-huh. It's
always nice. Yeah.
Doesn't make sense. It's niche. They do.
The sound is not also okay. So the better sound is the CD people are playing.
Yeah.
Actually, what I'm interested in is how did you change your name from Canto Generale to Minetti Orchestra? Is it because of convenience or just?
Because Canto Generale don't exist. Because the same people, the same orchestra, now it changed.
Yeah, it changed the world.
And this is the reason. Change the musician, change the idea, but the spirit, the project is the same.
So the project is, of course, meant to dedicate the South African musicians, the musicians who passed away. And you're always traveling in this very large group. Did it ever occur that someone went missing for sound check?
No.
Never.
No. In fact, I would like to say that apart from the wonderful musicianship, and I mean that as wonderful musicians, this is the nicest big orchestra. You couldn't wish to meet nicer people. So the music, of course, is the most important thing. But secondly, it's the human beings that you're working with is so important for chemistry and harmony. And I am so thrilled when I work with these guys because they are just wonderful people. They really are.
Yeah. You have experience with orchestras for 40 years now, I guess.
Yeah, and the harmony in this orchestra is beautiful.
So if we go back now to your beginnings, when you need to met or when you free met, how did you perceive the great South African musicians who came to London and kind of give a huge injection to the scene? Okay.
Well, for me, it's a personal story. I come from Bristol. I moved to London. And London is a big city, and I was alone and lonely, and I wasn't playing. And I'd heard of Ronnie Scott's old place, and I went there after work. I was working in some menial job just to be in London. I didn't know who would be playing, and it was the Blue Notes. Louis Mongezi, Ronnie Beer, Dudu Pukwana, Johnny Diani, and Chris McGregor on piano. And I was absolutely, and I've been listening to jazz since about the age of 13. I'd never heard anything quite like this. And I was so moved. I spent all my money. I had to walk home that night. And I thought, wow, you know, what inspiration there was for me. Little did I realize that two or three, 4 years later, I would be playing in their bands, invited into their bands. I invited them into mine. and we've been friends ever since. Gone through a lot, ups and downs, sadness, joy. And what the Blue Notes did for not just London but Europe was to bring another way of doing things. Because up until that point, America had dominated the British scene, really. And just at that point, Europeans were beginning to search for their own voices. And here was another voice coming in. And it's lucky for us that they decided to come and live in London, because it could have been Argentina, you know. So we were the lucky ones.
Mind you, to add on that, at the same time, Keith and them were the lions, were the young lions of the day. And when we met them, actually they knocked us out as well, you know, like, with this handsome blonde guy, you know. What's he going to do, you know? He just knocked us out, man, you know, like, really. And we fell in love, but Keith was with Keith, and Alton Dean, Nick, Mark Sherrick, powerful guys, man, you know. And we fell in love, just like that. And they were the cats of the day in London. Like, you know, England at that time was Mecca, you know. And then we had little tours, Keith was involved, and we met Roberto.
When did you meet them?
In the 60s. In the 60s, wasn't it, Roberto?
Well, it was end of 60s, beginning of 70s.
Yes. Yeah. And we kept on seeing Roberto all the time, and him and Ricardo, you know. And I remember Roberto had a jersey. He was wearing a jersey, and I fell in love with his jersey. And that was the beginning of our love affair.
Yeah, I find it really interesting that also you choose songs from the 70s, from September Energy, from In Conference, from Dedicated to You, but you weren't listening. How did you choose these songs to perform with
this? It was Roberto who rang me up, time's flying now, 7-8 years ago, and said, we've got a gig and we'd like to invite Lewis and you to come and play with us. I said, great. He said, bring some tunes over. And also, could you bring some arrangements of some of the Blue Notes? I said, yeah. So I took it over. It was a great gig. And then that kind of program has more or less stayed. And I think we've got to the stage now where we really need to, next year, to talk about a new program. Mm. But quite a lot of the music is my pieces. And I wish there were a few more of the Blue Notes. But all the pieces that I've brought are ones that Lewis, Harry Miller as well, you know, who wasn't in the Blue Notes, but was great,
yeah,
great musician from South Africa, and Dudu and Monks, particularly, they played all these pieces anyway. And there's a dedication to Mongezi and, you know, Traumatic Experiences written by Harry.
Yes,
and also Dancing Daemon, which is off the Dedication Orchestra. So there's a big tie-up historically. But that's how the programme was put together originally. It's now developed into a celebration of their lives. And maybe the next programme we can get some more arrangements of Blue Note tunes.
So... if we go to your perception, do you think that this music is still jazz or something else? Do you think that nowadays...
This band is a jazz band.
No, jazz.
Definitely. Although we're all involved in improvised music.
Yeah.
I would call this jazz, yeah.
Yeah, because we had in the festival we had this roundtable, which was to discuss, is the jazz still music for ordinary people? And I really want to know what you as a musician think about that question. Is it relevant at all? How to define ordinary people and jazz, the connection?
It's very old question, but it's not question for a musician, not for music. Music is music. Is the doctor with bisturi, you can analyze what is the soul, what is the mystery. Is not answer. Music is music. Jazz for me is this. Communication, open. Give the possibility to the peripheric history, South. I am from South. This is the idea why we are together. Kit was a testimony. Come si dice testimony?
Testimony.
Yes.
Sì, testimony.
In this case. But the idea I give the space to the sound, to peripheric. My idea, the jazz is opening, is virus cosmico, opening. You can upset the other, upset. And you are with your identity, but in same time you are opening. It's democratic. It's difficult to explain, you know, this. But you know, some people have idea the jazz very conservative. This is jazz. It's not. This is contemporary. But the music is music. The sound is that. God is God. It's very simple. But you know, it's problema for
academics.
If you don't keep away the people from the music and from jazz music, ask that question. Because you know, I think it's only a feeling state. You know, it's an emotional state. It's not something that you can put over a book or something like that. It's I think that everybody. Had an opportunity to be involved in a certain discussion about where jazz is going. Very often we see on newspapers questions like this, but I think it's not so important. And at this moment, this historical moment, especially for a young generation, I think the only way to keep the jazz alive is to give the people the opportunity to go to concerts, see concerts, have information about the work, about the music of all these people. Otherwise, if you discuss too much about the question where is jazz, where is avant-garde, where is different things. It's, you know, it's just a feed for museums and for academic stuff.
I would say that, first of all, who are the ordinary people anyway? Who are they? Who's ordinary? And two, if the big record companies supported the music like they did in the 60s and early 70s, RCA, CBS, you know, Philips, if they did still, that question would not have to be asked because the kids would have an alternative to MTV. They would hear the music. But most jazz now is recorded on small independent labels who can't get the music out to the kids. They don't have the economic wealth, power.
In izgubila se je sivo-bela mačka. Sliši na ime Frida. Spoznate jo lahko po rdeči ovratnici in silno ljubkem mjavkanju. Mjav, mjav. Še včeraj je bila videna pred blokom številka 4 v študentskem naselju v Rožni dolini, sicer pa je njen dom v Murglah. Morebitne najditelje naprošamo, da pokličete lastnico Majo na telefon 031 608 335. Tole pomembno obvestilo smo mogli urinti, ker je tale mačka res prelušna in preljubka, da bi jo lahko ne povedali že zdele. Zdele pa sledi še konec intervjuja, ki smo vam ga dolžni ta trenutek. Pred pomembnim obvestilom ste v intervjuju Radio Študent poslušali pogovor s člani orkestra Viva la Black, ki bo otvoril današnji 50. jazz festival Ljubljana v Križankah ob 19:30. Z njimi se je pogovarjal Tit Podobnik. Intervju Radia Študent.